This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Today, we're talking to Brent Hackelman of Bad Elf. And Bad Elf is well known for a line of remote GPS receivers for use with tablet apps. And now the company is branching out into a what I will call a super affordable ADS-B unit, which will be announced probably as this podcast goes on air through a Kickstarter program. So I'm talking to Brett. Brett, give us the background on this and what you hope to accomplish.
Sure. So, you know, we've been obviously been thinking about building an ADS-B receiver for several years, but frankly, we couldn't find a way to do it that we thought was going to be affordable for most pilots. We really, talking to our pilot community and users, we've kind of heard the same thing over and over again. One is that the existing receivers on the market are just too expensive, and two is that people really were looking for more app compatibility between the between the apps and with the hardware units. So we finally had a breakthrough earlier this year that allows us to drastically lower the price of the ADS-B receivers, and we are proud to be finally announcing that we're launching two models, starting at just $299. For ADS-B weather and traffic flowing into the iPad.
And then I looked at the draft version of the Kickstarter. There are two units in here?
Yeah. So, you know, when you look at what provides the biggest, you know, bang for the buck for general aviation pilots, obviously ADS-B weather and traffic are huge in terms of situation awareness and safety. The second biggest feature that really could provide some tremendous value is AHARS. So having backup attitude indication, you know, through an app on the iPad provides a really nice backup for pilots that, you know, may have a great, you know, panel in their plane, but want a backup attitude source. Obviously non-certified, so, you know, this is you never want to use this as a primary instrument, but in an extreme emergency, I think most pilots would say they would absolutely use it for as an emergency attitude source.
One thing on the page that surprised me is your research indicates that only 10% of pilots are using ADS-BN, so this... At this price, I'm sure you're seeing it's going to expand the market considerably.
Yep, exactly. It's I'm a pilot myself, and I've been really frustrated by just how slowly ADS-B adoption has really taken place. And yeah, obviously, we're talking about ADS-BN, so this is portable, non-certified equipment. But it's just for the amount of safety and situation awareness that it gives you in the cockpit during flight, you know, it's really been a shame that, you know, more people aren't using this. And I think, like I said, price and app compatibility have been the two major things holding that up.
And of course, what makes this possible is commodity pricing on a type of chip that will do the job that isn't as expensive as the chips that have been traditionally used in these portables.
Exactly. So, you know, that's really what allows the price break on the hardware. And, you know, it also has some other benefits in terms of our solution uses quite a bit less power. So, you know, our unit should be much cooler in terms of operation in the plane without the need for a fan or anything else.
What's the timeline here for continuing the development and units being available for purchase?
Sure. So, you know, this project has been in pretty heavy development for the last 9 months, and we've laid out through our Kickstarter campaign a schedule to ship production units to our backers next summer before Oshkosh, or I should say leading into Oshkosh. And that gives us plenty of time to get the hardware out to our beta testers, to any and all app developers that want to use it, and really nail what we call, you know, the last 20% of the project that provide the biggest bang for the buck and provide for the best user experience in terms of app integration and, you know, really sleek enclosure design and all the little aspects of a product that, you know, really make a difference at the end of the day.
Okay, and finally, app compatibility.
Yeah, so what we've basically, our goal with this project was to make sure that we could work with all the major apps in market. Probably the only exception would be Garmin. But the app compatibility modes that we have today, we have basically we're tackling this through, you know, basically three different ways. First is that we have an open specification for our hardware that allows any app developer to use it. And even other hardware vendors can use that same specification if they'd like for their hardware. And that's, I think, something that's unique in the industry right now. You know, right now, most hardware developers require an NDA or have other restrictions. The second one is that we have several compatibility modes in our solution that allow it to work with, you know, apps out of the box today. And so this is what has allowed us to do a lot of our testing without requiring a lot of resources from the other app developers. It kind of works out of the box. So this means that we've seen all this data flowing into the apps, you know, weather, traffic, GPS, and AHARs. And so that really reduces the amount of work that an app developer has to do. And then, you know, the third piece of that is just what do we do during development and after the launch with our app partners. And there, we've always taken the stance of just going, you know, kind of over the top with our support for our app partners. We're app agnostic, but we have great relationships with those, with the other app developers and their support teams. Our goal is to make sure that a customer never, you know, pilot never gets stuck between two companies, you know, blaming each other for a problem. And we've done that for years with GPS, and we'll obviously do that as well for ADS-B receivers.
Okay, now, as we're recording this, the Kickstarter page is not formally alive. We hope it will be by the time this appears. So we can't give that link yet, but we can give a link to your website, which will have additional information, I'm sure. So why don't you let us have that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the link that will direct to the Kickstarter page is just bad-elf.com/Kickstarter. And that will go to the live page as soon as it's available, hopefully within the next couple of days.
Okay, great. We'll look for it.
Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. We've been speaking with Brent Hackelman of Bad Elf about the upcoming Kickstarter campaign for a new ADS-B project. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.